KST Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University here, coming to you on this Monday here in Kansas City, Missouri, Monday, December 29th, 2025. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We're getting back in the swing of things, or talking to me, myself, actually here, need to break out of this, outside of the podcast, need to break out of this pattern, which, hey, just a couple more days left of 25, and when 2026, Lord willing, comes along, yeah, we're off the podcast, that streak is going to come to an end. But anyways, no streaks coming to an end in this podcast, for the exception of maybe a day off on Saturday. But we cover all things K-State sports here on this particular podcast, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, and winter sports coming along, indoor track and field in a couple of weeks. That will get started as the weather's turning right back into winter, and it's windy, so I'm trying to thaw myself from a nice little run outside here in Kansas City, Missouri. Again, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Again, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there. Man, that's something I'm going to talk about off podcast, what I just said, but I knew it. My gut's always right. My gut is always right for the last, couple years now, whatever. Maybe I get it from my dad. For whatever reason, I don't know. Just had a feeling. Anyways, speaking of breaking out of patterns, right? The men's basketball team holds off Louisiana Monroe yesterday in Brandon's Coliseum after take commit. Have we seen this before? Speaking of patterns, the theme of this episode, 94-85 yesterday over Louisiana Monroe, and they'll go in to conference play 9-4, as we just talked, as I kind of put it in the air a couple weeks ago on this podcast there as well. PJ Haggerty woke up. This dude woke up, and Louisiana Monroe trying to put a run on K-State. We've seen this multiple times in conference play. Conference play is this upcoming weekend. But we've seen this plenty of times in the non-con season where K-State has gone out to big leads in the second half. You play poorly and you have to hold off Louisiana Monroe. That's what they did. But it wasn't for PJ Haggerty waking out of the dream, out of his nightmare in the first half. This could have been a terrible loss, but 23 of his 24 points scored. He only scored 1 point in the first half of this game. 23 of his 20, and I apologize right now because I'm coming off the weekend being sick anyway, so apologize about that. That's why I didn't post the episode Saturday. I have all his recordings, but I did not post it up because I did not feel very well on Saturday, so that is why no episode happened on Saturday there, at least getting one up. But this will come out tonight ahead of the Falcons game against the Rams, the last Monday night game of the season, and of course this is probably gonna be my last time watching the Falcons play. I can do an episode on patterns in the NFC South, just putting that out there. But K-State, 4-game winning streak. They're heading out into the showdown with BYU coming up this weekend there as well. So, wow. We've seen this before where, K-State, was it Cal? Cal won. There was another game somewhere. I know there are two other games like this where you jump out to leads. Creighton was one of them on the road. You had to hold them off there. On the road, which, from what I've listened to other K-State experts, recently, the non-con could have been a strength. I was worried about this in the hole because you ain't really playing anybody. But when you put everybody on the court, Nebraska's undefeated, Creighton's turning some big wins here and there, and Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to come back to the non-con schedule. But, yeah, man, so we look at the box score now. Here at Pro Watcher Podcast here, it is K-State 94, Louisiana Monroe 85. Eddie Greer, third Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, K-State, had a 10-point lead, 46-36, despite Haggerty only 1 point in that half. And then Louisiana Monroe outscored K-State by one in the second half. We're going to step aside for a minute here or two here on this podcast. We'll come back to the postcast here in just a moment. Welcome back to this K-State postcast. Louisiana Monroe trying to make a run late. Could not come up with it as K-State wins it 94-85. Let's jump back into the box score here. Eddie Greer III for another postcast edition of Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, the last man's postcast of the season. Well, actually, let me take that back because Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday I'm working, so yeah, this is going to be the last postcast I record here in 2025 because, yeah, I'll be working Wednesday, and I'll be getting off late, so yeah, so this is going to be the last recording postcast until 2026 when I get done with the track workout this upcoming Thursday. But anyways, Louisiana Monroe had three in double figures. Christian Lewis, 25 points in the game. Lavelle Brodnick, 21. MJ Russell had 17 for Louisiana Monroe yesterday in the ball game. They shot 49% from the field and 38% from three there as well. And PJ Haggerty, a monster second half there. 24 points, as just mentioned here. 7 of 16 from the field. Nate Johnson, 14 points in the ball game yesterday. 4 of 7 from the field. Actually, all of his field goals coming from downtown. Abdi Bashir had 11 in this game. He was 4 of 9, 3 of 8 from downtown. Everyone else here scored. Everybody scored here off the bench, including Elias Rebekiti leading the bench. Well, actually, he started, actually. Let me confirm that, actually. Let me go back here to my other screen here. Let me see here. K-State. Yeah, he started. Rebekiti, McGriff, Johnson, Haggerty, Bashir. We've seen this lineup majority of the non-con schedule here. Rebekiti had 9 points. Kamari McGriff, he had 8. Your leader off the bench, David Castillo, he had 9, 4 of 11 shooting from the field. Dorian Buka. Actually, no. Tosh Manning coming alive here in the non-con. Tosh Manning, 3 of 5 in the field. 8 points scored. Buka had 7. Kocic and CJ Jones had 2 in the win over Louisiana Monroe yesterday there as well. 47% shooting from the field, K-State. 20% from 3, 11 second chance points, 44 points in the paint, 16 fast break points, 15 points off for turnovers, and it had 20 bench points from yesterday there as well. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Eddie Greer III here. Getting on the right side of the track here after not feeling well over the weekend. Yes, you probably hear me sniffing a little bit. I know, I'm sorry. Too much information there as well. But K-State looking to break out of this pattern. I talked about patterns a little bit before that break there. And now they get ready for a Big 12 play officially this week. When we turn the calendar to 2026, this is the last postcast recording of the 2025 season. So you've been tuning in, been hanging out with us throughout the year. Listen, or actually you've been coming, or you've been an everydayer of the show, which we come at you every day. Every day, except for if Eddie doesn't feel good or he is not paying attention to what he's doing. But we come at you 6-7 days a week, every day podcast here, whether that is men's basketball, football, and so on. I'm going to try to do some more 2025 reviews. I know we're going to come in to the halfway mark of the year. It's going to be 2026. But I'm going to try to do some more of these, whether that's football coming up. Football. How do we get to getting back Colin Klein? It's been pretty wild. Pretty wild. Women's volleyball having a great season, getting back to the NCAA tournament. Already, I just did a two-parter on the women's soccer team. Go check that out on the feed there as well. So yeah, man. All that saying, yeah. So we're gonna look back one more time at these teams, and then obviously it's fast forward to 2026, and I need to fast forward also to that as well. Yeah, still need to take care of support things, but half of this stuff needs to be left in the last 2 years. just saying. But anyways, Jerome Tang. Let's see, Jerome Tang. I'm just going to pick up here on his press conference here. He talks about Dorian Bukka and Taj Manning. The play that he's been getting, the production he's been getting from these two players. And these two players actually sharing the court together, coming off the bench. Quote, yeah, you know, particularly when they, Lucy Monroe, went zone, you know, Taj is special, man. He's just the best. He's starting to get a little more comfortable, you know, with more playing time and everything. And Dorian is growing as a player, and he's playing with two hands and more now, but in their zone. We thought we could throw over the top of the zone, and so Taj and Dorian, they were able to do that. And then in the second half, Kamari and Elias probably had a couple like that as well. And then the focus, Big 12 play. K-State now, 9-4, heading into the showdown with DJ Don Bonsta and BYU. I have said this multiple times on the show recently on this podcast. So we're going to finally find out if this K-State team's up to the task, right? And Jerome Tang talks about that to kind of wrap up his post-game presser here. He goes into it saying, quote, well, I mean, we have a Big 12 roster, right? Okay, let me clarify that. I think we can beat anybody in the Big 12, but I think anybody in the Big 12 can beat us, right? And so we could play really well these first six games and be 1-5 or be 5-1. That's just how good this league is. There are six teams that are ranked. There are four teams that are getting votes, so there are 10 teams that could be in the top 25, right? It's not just the best league in the country. It's the deepest league in the country, and so do I feel like we can put together a roster that's going to give us the opportunity to win games in the Big 12? Yes. How many of those games that is? It all comes down to one or two possession games, you know, for the most part, but I like our group, and I like how we've improved from the beginning of the year until now, end quote. That was Jerome Tang there with, oh my goodness, trying to get through this rest of the show, but yeah, so that's Jerome Tang on the Big 12 there. Yeah, so, look, we talked about the Big 12 before the end of the non-con, right? So, and we've laid it out there already. That's not been said. So, we're going to find out. Well, Jerome Tang, you're going to find out real quick if his team is good enough. And like I said, between the two teams, our women's or ladies basketball team, our men's team here, we're going to find out some more things about them here, especially early on in conference play there as well. Some notes here. Yeah, K-State, their offense, right? 7 out of the first 13 games has scored 90 points there for the first time in, yeah, set at almost half the games. They scored 90 points there. And let me see here, K-State, anything else? Yeah, so looks like here, January 3rd, they'll take on 10th-ranked BYU in Bramlage Coliseum, and BYU comes into Manhattan this weekend with a 12-1 record. Record there as well. So already, we're going to find out right off the bat. And BYU, obviously, when they came in this conference, I know I've said this before about this team, and no shade on BYU, but I hear nothing for the exception of the football team, but ever since they got in this conference, their basketball team has really improved. And right now, with the jump, obviously, with one of the best players in the nation, DJ Dodd Monster, and not just him, there's other players on that team right now. The reason why they're that good in that spot there, because of their play, obviously. So, K-State, a monumental test here off the bat, and we should already know the Big 12, Jerome Tang is definitely correct. You know, it's going to come down to a couple of possessions, but if K-State's not on top of the game, this could be more than a two-possession game. And we definitely know that from last year, but obviously Jerome Tang has been really, really high on this team from the summer. So we're gonna find, and P.J. Haggerty, he's going to have to get off to a good start other than just having 1 point in the first half against Louisiana Monroe. So obviously BYU is different than Louisiana Monroe. Just saying, just putting it out there. So P.J. Haggerty is going to have to be on his A game early. If K-State is going to have an opportunity to win this game, and not just him, other players around him, obviously Bashir, Robert Kennedy, you get what I'm saying there as well. So K-State men's basketball, open up a 2026 season. Big 12 play finally is here. We've been talking about it for too long. Time of talking is over. Now we're going to see how the test begins, how this K-State team is going to respond. And 12th-ranked BYU is first in the agenda for K-State on January 3rd. I believe that is this Saturday coming in the new year for K-State men's basketball. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily, or just to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Again, thank you for hanging in with there with me. I am turning the corner. Here as well. I know a little sniffles here and there, but yeah, we're turning the corner here as K-State will look to turn the corner and get off to a good start in conference play, hosting 12th-ranked BYU on Saturday. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. We're going to be doing the same thing like we have always done. Recaps, postcasts after every K-State athletic event. So this is the last postcast recording of 2025 there as well. And again, feel free to rate us as well. 4 or 5 stars, preferably, every time we update content daily. Well, my mind's all over the place right now. But anyways, 4 or 5 star rating. I know you have some time to do that. Please do that. And announcement coming soon on the rotation of potential guests on the show heading into 2026 there. I know it's been a while. Everything was thrown into chaos in October. So I've always been in a groove of recording podcasts here, there, and everywhere in between. So I apologize about that. But we've been rocking around content, and it's big thanks to you guys for supporting this podcast each and every day, obviously, because we come out with content out there as well. So, yeah, man, and we're about to enter Big 12 play with the men's basketball team. Another reminder, the last K-State athletic event will be Wednesday when the women's team basketball team hosts Cincinnati to put a bow on the 25 athletic calendar year there as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Gray coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Jerome Tang, PJ Haggerty and company. K-State 94. Louisiana Monroe 85. K-State now 94 heading into their Big 12 opener at home against 12th-ranked BYU. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.